And he didn't say, after it is dead, it lives, but rather a more profound statement, it lives because it dies. Do you see what I frequently mention, that he consistently turns their argument upside down? What they used as solid evidence of our not resurrecting, he uses to prove our resurrection. For they said, the body doesn't resurrect because it is dead. So what does he do by flipping their argument? He says, but if it didn't die, it couldn't resurrect. Thus it resurrects because it died. Christ communicates this very point more clearly in the words, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. From this example, Paul reiterates, not that it doesn't live, but rather it's not revived, once more attributing the power to God and showing that it's not the natural ground, but God himself who makes it all happen.